Well, happy 4th of July to everyone. It's good to see everybody here on a holiday weekend, and I'm glad to have Father Dick Scott with us to celebrate today. I have been trying to decide if I'm going to go to my 45th high school reunion. 45 years, I can't believe it's been 45 years, but I've been thinking about it because I kind of like to go back and, you know, reconnect with people and, you know, see what people have been up to and what they're like and that sort of thing. Typical high school reunion. But I'm a little reluctant because I'm kind of afraid. For one thing, I'm afraid that I'm not going to remember everybody. And my memory might not be what I thought. But I'm also a little reluctant because there are some memories that I'm not sure I want to go back and revisit. You know, all of us have times in high school when we felt rejected or things didn't work out, failures. When you're unable to get a date for the school dance. When you wore something that people made fun of. When you were left out of a group that you thought you were in. When you blurted out something in class and everybody laughed. All those memories of rejection and failure. And so I'm not really sure if I want to go back to that. You know, those memories of rejection stay with us. And they kind of remain part of who we are. Well, in the gospel today, Jesus sends the disciples out, and he sort of sets them up for rejection. But he also gives them something to help deal with that rejection. It says that he appoints 70 of the disciples, and he sends them out in pairs to every place that he himself is going to go. And he gives them several instructions. He says, pronounce peace to whatever house you enter. He says, eat whatever they set before you. Heal the sick. And announce that the kingdom of God has come near. It sounds actually like kind of a tough assignment. It sounds a little bit scary, sort of like having a cold call, going to a place where you don't know anybody and start talking. And he acknowledges that. He says, I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. So he knows it's going to be hard. And he actually, on purpose, makes them vulnerable and dependent upon the people that he's sending them to. He says, take no bag, no purse, no sandals, and stay in the first place that you come to. So, you know, you're not going to have any money to buy the things you need. You're not going to have any extra sandals. You're going to have to depend on the people that you're staying with. You're going to be vulnerable. He says, eat what is set before you. Don't shop around for a better place to stay. So just be content with what you have. So Jesus knows that it's going to be hard. He knows that they're going to be rejected in some places. They're not going to be welcomed. There will be some places where people do not believe. So Jesus gives them what I like to call the sacrament of integrity. He says, if you enter a town and they do not welcome you, then leave that place, and as you're leaving, shake the dust off of your sandals and say to them, even the dust of your streets I am not going to take with me. I'm not going to let your rejection affect me. Your opinion of me does not affect my own self-worth. So I reject your rejection, and I'm going to keep my personal integrity. That's what I call a sacrament of integrity, something they could physically do to help them spiritually. So we are sent out like Jesus, like the 70 that Jesus sent out, to share the good news of God. In our baptismal covenant, we are asked, Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? And we say, with God's help, I will. And our mission statement for St. Anthony says, gather, grow, and go. We gather to worship. We grow in spirituality and in understanding of the gospel. And then we go out into the world to share the gospel, to do the work God has given us to do. Christianity has always been outwardly directed. It's never been something that we're supposed to hold within ourselves and just sort of keep quiet about. It's always been, from the first day of Pentecost on, an outwardly directed mission to share the good news of God. So how do we do that in today's world? It's not easy, is it? We live in a world that has turned away from organized religion and from the institutional church. People feel today that your faith is something that's private. Keep it to yourself. Don't tell me about it. And so it's very difficult to witness in this day and age. We don't want to be intrusive. We don't want to put people off. We don't want to make people feel angry about the church. And so how can we best witness to our faith? I think probably the best way is by our example, by being kind people, by serving others, things like the Lord's Neighborhood Diner, in many ways we can serve others. And when the time is right, when it's appropriate, to witness to our faith and tell people what God has done for us. You know, Jesus said four things in the gospel today that I think are kind of helpful. He said, wherever you go, share the peace that you have with others. So he's saying we are to be people of peace. We are to be at peace with ourselves and at peace with God. And when we are with other people, we should share that peace so that they can see what we have. Second thing he said was, eat what is set before you. You know, when you eat with someone, you have to, when someone invites you to eat with them, you have to eat according to the rules of their house, the way that they eat. And I think what Jesus is saying, be sensitive to the customs and the culture of people around you. You know, the day is long past when we go into some other country and we say, you should be like us and have our religion and live like we do. That's not appropriate anymore. We have to be sensitive to the way other people live, and then, once we understand them, then we can share the gospel. Jesus said, heal the sick. I think the first thing we have to do there is be healthy people ourselves. Healthy emotionally, healthy physically, healthy spiritually. And when we're among other people, to bring that healing spirit with us. We are to be instruments of God's healing power wherever we go. And the last thing he says, say the kingdom of God has come near to you wherever you go. So, this is the first time he said anything about God language. When the time is right, we can talk about our faith and talk about God and share our faith. We may be rejected when we do this. That's so hard to be rejected. But if we're rejected, we have Jesus' sacrament of integrity. We know that other people's opinion of us does not affect our own self-worth. If others do not share in peace, do not share in our peace, then we let our peace return to us, as Jesus said. We keep our integrity. So be yourself. Be a person of faith. And let your life be your witness. Amen.